This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is doing some explaining about its health care promise. If you like your plan, you can keep it. There is an exception to that rule. White House spokesman Jay Carney says a small percentage of people may have to change plans, especially ones with substandard policies. Jonathan Gruber is a professor of economics at MIT who helped design the health care exchange in Massachusetts, as well as the new federal system. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about who the folks are that will be forced off of their plans into something else.
They're the minority Americans, the roughly 5 to 6% of Americans who buy insurance on their own. Among this group, about half of the people already have plans that are more generous than the minimum that's set up by the law. So we're now down to about 2 to 3% of people who will have to buy up. Now, a lot of those people didn't have real insurance, David. They had plans which said, for example, if you get sick and go to the hospital, the insurance will pay $500 a day and you have to pay the rest. That's the kind of insurance that lets people go bankrupt.
So presumably, if you're in the category that has to change plans, it could cost you more money, right?
It could, and that depends very much on your circumstances. In particular, if you're older or sicker, it might still cost you less money because today's market discriminates against you and that ends. So I urge listeners to not take the rhetoric on definitely I'll have to buy up, it'll cost more money, but rather once the website problems get worked out, which will happen over the next month, to go online and compare and in particular take into account the tax credits, which may leave them paying less than they are today.
Before we go, Professor, you think they're going to fix the website in a month?
I think within a month the website will be fixed for shopping. People may still need to get on the phone to enroll in their health plans, but in terms of being able to have a website to get online and compare your options, I'm pretty sure they'll have that going in a month.
Jonathan Gruber, professor of economics at MIT, who helped design both Obamacare and Romney Care in Massachusetts. Professor, thanks.
My pleasure.